The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Serious question for the Laker fans out there. Laker fans, how are you feeling about the prospect of Phil Jackson back deep into the mix? Deep into the mix in LA. Are you happy about this news? Because I can't possibly see how you are happy. Truthfully, what we do know is that, according to reports, Phil Jackson from the clouds, all the way back deep with the Lakers. So deep, we'll put her to sleep. You see what I did there? Get my hint. If I didn't do it with the music and I didn't do it with the lyric and you didn't do it with the double entendre, then you just are not getting my jokes. You know who's not happy for sure that Phil Jackson's back into the fold? My man, Rob Pelinka. Because if there's one person that can usurp Kobe Bryant's agent as the main man in charge of the Lakers, it's the Zen master himself, Mr. Peyote Tantra, like Nuru Massage, Phil Jackson. Google that. The reports are wild, folks. Sam Amick, former co-worker of mine, make no mistake, he says, there are powerful people close to the Lakers who are not thrilled with the reality that Jackson's voice is being taken into account when he has no formal position with the franchise. Hey. Like it or not, Buss has relied on this sort of informal counsel. Informal counsel. Are those not the best two words to describe what's happening with Jeannie Buss and Phil Jackson? Informal counsel. Hey, girl, you trying to come over? Maybe we can have a drink after work. You can stay over, and I can give you some informal counsel. And like clockwork, the rumors now are flying around, wild rumors. And they all are centering on the fact that Phil Jackson being back into the fold has his eyes set on a point guard that has been getting slander, a point guard that has been utilized in his ways and his eyes ineffectively. There is not a snowball's chance in hell Phil Jackson comes back to the bench and has clipboard, but his little hands and his fingers, like Geppetto, are on the strings of things. His views on Russell Westbrook, yes, might seriously impact the future of the franchise in these ways. First, rumors through the grapevine are coming through that Mr. Triangle Offense himself wants to trade LeBron James. And Jeannie Buss, you know, she, even though she loves his informal counsel, informally counseling her, she's like, nah, I'm sorry. Like, this massage was good and all, but, like, you're not massaging me into this, okay? So she shut that down. And then now the second rumor is if the Lakers do keep LeBron, Phil's like, yo, the next coach needs to be able to figure out a way to make this big three work. Yes. Loose big three. We'll call it the revolving door of availabilities, right? Phil likes Russ. Phil wants to run it back with Russ. All the money that he has on his contract. I don't know what to make of this. Even when healthy, we know this. The big three don't make no sense. It'll make no damn sense. As I've said before, as the season started, we're talking spacing issues. We're talking problems that were very evident in preseason when the Lakers, like, did not win a preseason game. Even Frank Vogel's dumbass knew this is not going to work. I don't know how to make this work, but I am underqualified for this job. I don't know who is qualified, but it's not me. And now Russ has PTSD. Add that in. He's been taunted all season long. Fans are going after his kids, talking about Westbrook this, Westbrook that. Don't talk about my name like that. Put some respect on my name. Wife's going out on Instagram. She's caping for him. Is happening. Don't you think he would just... Also, Magic Johnson going on First Take, sullying his name like he wasn't an MVP. Sullying his name like he wasn't top 10 in MVP voting when he just played in Washington 2 seasons ago. Like, folks... Don't you think you'd just rather, like, I'm done with this. Just buy me out. Let me hang out in L.A. with my friends. I can make more Honor the Gift t-shirts and, like, expand my brand and build a school or something. It was painful watching a guy hit the side of the backboard as many times as he did. Like, there was, like I said, many times, montages on this. It's happened. Surreal for a guy who was just top 10 in MVP voting. So if you're a Laker fan... The return of the informal council and the return of the king, James, might just be an omen of doom, gloom, and zoom back into the lifeboat. Lakers might just be the Titanic, folks, and damn, can I hear the string quartet playing as the waters start to rise.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect.